Schiavone from AEW and WHW fame. Welcome to Ad Free Shows. We are excited to have you tonight.
I know I'm not muted. I'm just bullshitting you, Paul.
Already trying to mess with me.
Hey, how's everybody doing on this Sunday night? Don't want to disrupt your watching of Survivor Series because I know you're on pins and needles to see The Undertaker's final match. It's not going to be his final match. It will be until they need another bump and they bring him back. But hey, who am I to say? Because if I was in his shoes, I would come back for a final match anytime to get a payday.
There you go. Yeah. So Survivor Series is going to be starting here in the next few minutes. Tony, between that and some work responsibilities you have, we're going to be going about 45 minutes or so tonight, correct?
Yeah, about 45 minutes. I was called into work at the studios here in Atlanta, and I was called in at 7 o'clock, and I told them, can I make it 7:30? And they said, yes. So we may be able to go a little bit past 7:30. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, hey, that's awesome. Before we jump into the Q&A, and I see everybody filling up the questions already, we have someone on that wants to say hi. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Rebel. Rebel has joined us, Tony.
Rebel?
You're on mute. You're on mute, Rebel. Take yourself off mute, Rebel. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Shit! 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 Schiavone!
Rebel!
I just did my happy hour and I am drunk. Like, drunk.
Do you notice what's behind me?
Oh, it's one of my favorite pictures of us. Oh,
yeah, isn't that tremendous?
Oh, so cute. I love it.
I love your
Cheers.
Hair.
Cheers. Where's your drink, Schiavone?
I'm not a drinker, as you probably know.
Well, listen, Rebel, I know that you want to watch the Survivor Series. We were just on with you, but I thought this would be a nice time to talk about your happy hour and why those My Push guys need to get to the top guy level, right?
You guys, it's so worth it. You see this, like, well, this is not why it's worth it, but this turquoise case back here, it's got my Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders boots that I did the kick line in and cheered in. Uh-huh. It's got the cover. We exposed all that. We legit drink, and I'm drunk right now. Wow. I apologize. That's why Paul said, hey, you want to go? Yeah. Yes, let's go. I'm drinking. Let's do it. Let's party. Let's do it. I'm down.
It's happy hour part two.
Yes. Can't let this drink go to waste.
Oh, Rebel, I love you, sweetie. I really do.
I love you too, Schiavone. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to stay at home. And I bought Lois a brand new oven, and she better use it. So there you go.
You bought what?
My wife a brand new oven.
A brand new oven?
Yes, absolutely. KitchenAid, big time. Absolutely.
That is fancy.
Yeah. But she doesn't know how to. She doesn't know how to cook.
Well, then that's bullshit. Why'd you buy her oven then?
I don't know. Maybe to prod her along, I guess. Maybe to get her to do something. I don't know.
Maybe it'll inspire her to cook?
Yes, maybe so.
Well, I ain't cooking either. Really? I'm ordering Taco Bell, or I'm going to treat myself to a really nice, fancy dinner if they're open. Are you laughing because you can tell the way I'm talking? I really am drunk.
I laugh because you said Taco Bell. That's good.
Yeah, well, one of the others, Taco Bell or a fancy steak. Depends on my mood. I'm moody.
Yeah, right. Hey, so I guess we're going to see each other again the first part of December, right?
Yep. We're going to have some mail call.
Yeah.
Mail call on the...
Yeah.
It's so funny, Tony, is that our last mail call... that we have, it hasn't aired yet, but we got this guy. It's from Tony S out of like Georgia somewhere. I don't know. It's so weird.
What did he say?
Oh, he had a question for our guest, Tainara Conti. Gonna make sure I say that right.
Really? What did he want to know about Ty Conti?
Something about her personal life, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to give away. I don't want to give away too much.
You sure this Tony S from Atlanta did not ask about the doctor herself or Rebel?
You sure? It's very possible that could be in our bundle of mail because we just get loads and loads of email.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Very possible, but the one that came in was for Tay or Ty.
Yeah.
Still can't get it right.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Well, I need to check that out because Tony S from Atlanta sounds awfully close to me, and I got to find out who a Tony S from Atlanta would be.
Yeah, sure does.
I'm Tony S from Marietta. So there you go.
Yeah. So it just couldn't be that.
It sounds like to me we've got a couple of ladies who I really, really think a lot of, as people know, that are really writing up these cards and using my name. I don't know who they would be. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you know what you're saying, Shivani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You, whatever couple of girls you're talking about, I'm sure you love them to death and you just think the world of them.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Rebel, thank you for jumping in. I know you could only do it for a minute or two, but if you're not a top guy yet, this is the incentive to be a top guy. It's Rebel's happy hour. Trust me, there's heads shaking and nodding right now that we're there. We talked, male strip clubs. We talked Dallas Cowboy Yikes. Cheerleaders.
We talked bikini.
Wow.
Bikinis.
Holy snikes.
Yeah, Tony, you should have joined.
I should have joined.
But listen, we'll let you go. Thank you, Rebel, for popping in. We're going to start jumping into the chat and answer some of these guys' questions. Tony's a little rushed tonight.
Bye, guys. Have fun. Hope to see you at my happy hour, too. And Shivani, please come on and have a mocktail with us sometime.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Thank you. Love you guys.
I love you. See you.
All right, Tony, let's jump into the Q&A. It's filled. It's already filled with people that have questions for you. So here we go. We're going to hit Jared first. Jared, you had a question for Mr. Tony Shivani.
Hey, Uncle Tony. How are you? This is Jared from Melbourne.
Yeah, Jared. How are you, buddy? It's good to talk to you, man.
Many years in the making, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's great to chat with you. As you know, a longtime fan. Just wanted to let everybody know a quick story that even you might have forgotten, but it was 2011, 2012. I was studying radio at the time, and you were out of the business. So had to find you really hard to message you. And you were so nice on Twitter, gave a lot of great advice. I'm not sure if you recall, but really appreciate that because you didn't have to give that advice about radio and broadcasting and all that. Sure. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for saying that, Jared. I think it's important. I've always thought it's important. I think everybody who's on my own channel and everybody here is on Ad Freeze and on my own WHW Monday channel, I think it's important to reach out and connect with them. And I think it's important to be nice to people. And that's kind of the way I lead my life. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, definitely. And I also I didn't want to bother you too much because obviously you're a lifelong wrestling fan, but I knew you were out of the business at the time.
Sure.
The WSB radio and working on baseball. So I didn't want to bombard you with all the questions, but still when I asked the wrestling questions, you were nice enough to answer them. You talked about the Big Boss Man and Hogan match, your favorite match from 89 and working in the WWF. So you got to answer all of my random wrestling questions. So. Yeah. Say that as well.
No problem. There was a common misconception that I hated wrestling, and that was not true. I just wanted to go a different way. So I was very glad and still am to talk wrestling with anybody anytime and tell them my thoughts on it. And obviously I love it more than ever now because of my niche in life, which is Paul and I were talking about it not too long ago, just a few minutes ago, what a big year in my life 2019 was for many reasons. Actually from 2017, from the time I met Conrad until now, which is, three years in the making, has been the biggest 3 years of my life. And obviously it's because of Conrad and Tony Khan and wrestling. Oh, and Paul Bromwell too. He's been a big part of my life.
Oh, please. All right, Jared, thank you. With that, let's transition over to Brian. Brian, what do you have for Tony, buddy?
Hey, Tone, how you doing, man?
Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy?
Brother, I'm just hanging out. Hey, I also don't really have a question. I'm sorry, this is a Q&A, but you're just getting put over here for a little bit. A couple weeks ago, they did a contest of, hey, if you post your, you know, receipt or whatever it was, you know, set up a scheduled phone call and everything. And I talked to Evan, and I was like, hey, I don't really have any questions, but my uncle would love a phone call. And he said that you called him, you all talked for a couple minutes, and he was texting me for a good, 2-3 hours after that, just saying how cool that was and everything. I just want to say thank you guys for setting that up and doing that for him, because that just made his, that made his day, man. It was just, it was really cool to kind of see him, you know, get excited about that. So I just want to say thank you.
No problem, Brian. I'm glad to do it. And again, I like talking to people about wrestling, because I'm just like everybody else here. I'm a wrestling fan and happy to do it. It was a great talk. And I make so many phone calls during the course of a week or a year. And I kind of got behind on all my phone calls for t-shirts, kind of got lost in the shuffle there, but I was glad to talk to him. So
yeah, he just, he was over the moon, man. So I really do appreciate you doing that and everything that y'all do here, man. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. All right. Let's transition over to Anthony. I'm going to be an auctioneer so I can get as many of you guys in with this time that we have with Tony. So Anthony, if you could take yourself off mute.
I am off mute. How are you, Mr. Schiavone?
Anthony, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Better than men this good-looking deserves to be. I am wearing the sexiest t-shirt in all of professional wrestling today.
Wow.
I've got my health, and I'm talking to the great Tony Schiavone. I had one question for you, and I'll let everybody else go.
Okay.
Back when you were starting out in the sort of Crockett Atlanta area and you were following, Tommy Rich was a big star. He burned brightly.
Yeah.
And he burned out. My question to you is, do you have any theories or any, have you ever talked to anybody about why a guy who was so can't miss, a former NWA world champion, fell as hard as he did?
Yeah. You know what?
That's all I got. Thank you for answering, Mr. Schiavone.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. I, you know, Tommy was more of a Georgia guy than he was a Mid-Atlantic guy, Georgia Championship Wrestling. And the only thing I can think of about Tommy is that he probably was mishandled as far as bookings are concerned, because when you got a guy like that, I mean, everybody eventually burns out, right? Or at least, I mean, the Rock and Roll Express eventually burned out. So I just would think that he was kind of mishandled back then. You know, when you got a top star that is so hot, it's your job as a booker, creative, to continue to keep him hot. And then once that program is, it's your job to put something else for him. And I just think that he was probably mishandled. And I'm just, you know, again, he was Georgia Championship Wrestling, really more than he was Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. But you're right, man. He was a matinee idol, and he got the NWA World Championship for, I think, a day or what it was, 2 days, from Augusta to Gainesville. And he could talk. And he could do four days.
Yeah.
Okay. Did my internet drop? Thanks, man.
No, you're good. You're good, Tony. I can hear you. It's a little spotty, but you're doing well. All right. Let's transition over to Nick Mills. Nick, what do you have for Tony?
Evening, Tony.
Nick, what's up, bud?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, man.
Tony, you worked a lot with Ole Anderson. What was it like working with Ole?
He was a miserable prick. No, Ole and I really, really got along really well because, first of all, I grew up watching him and watching the Anderson brothers. So I was a big fan of his, and he was so good at busting my ass and insulting me and running me down that I always thought it was kind of like an honor to have Ole Anderson do that to you. I never will forget when I first came back to WCW in 1990, and I showed up at the CNN towers in the front office. He was working in the front office back then, and I had just lost a lot of weight, 40 pounds maybe. So I had these pants on that were too big for me, and they were kind of high up, you know, kind of high water pants. And I never will forget, Ole didn't say hello or how you doing, good to have you back, or anything like that. He said, I see you stole all Abdullah the Butcher's pants. Okay. And I just thought it was tremendous. And we actually rode together a few times. Ole always told me something that I recant to people today in the wrestling business. And he would always say, as he said, as Booker, I don't always know what works, but I know shit when I smell it. So that was one of his little nuggets of information. So I loved him. And, you know, I think in 2016, maybe it was later, maybe 2015, we had an NWA fan fest in Charlotte, and we had an Ole Anderson roast, and I took part in that. I think that's available on YouTube. I'm not sure. He'd been in a wheelchair and he's not doing that well, and it broke my heart. But I have a lot of time for Ole Anderson. And back when I was a fan, Nick, man, when Ole talked, it was real, you know?
Yeah.
It was real. So he was one of the reasons I became a wrestling fan. So,
Tony, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for being here, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, Nick, thank you so much. RJ Krasinski. RJ, what do you have for Tony?
Hey, boy. Hey, Tony, evening. How are you doing?
RJ, what's up, man?
Hanging in there, freezing up here in Western New York.
Yeah, I bet you are.
First and foremost, I wanted to see how Lois was doing. Obviously, she had a few mishaps with, biking and walking and everything else. You want to see how she was doing first and foremost. And also, I wanted to see your thoughts. You worked a lot with the Von Erich family over your time.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
And you see Kevin's kids are tag champs in MLW. Just want to get your thoughts on their work in the business.
I've seen RJ, first of all, for the Von Erich kids, I've seen one of their matches with MLW. And I think that was like they did a sort of like a War Games or something with MLW. Mm-hmm. So I have not seen enough of them to know how good they are. I understand they're very, very good. And I understand that probably Court Bauer probably tied them up for a number of years to keep them there. You know what? I never did meet Kerry, never. But I met David and I met Kevin, and they were two of the nicest kids and polite and hardest working kids ever that I knew of. And I only knew them, you know, a little while before David passed away. But so I'd like to see the Von Erich kids get a big shot. I really would. I think you only get better with better competition, and hopefully they will get that chance. As far as you asked about Lois, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Lois fell off her bicycle and broke her arm or shoulder. She is now bounced back from that. Thank you for asking. She still is a miserable bitch. I don't know if the arm had anything to do with that or not. But just to let you know that when I arrived back from Jacksonville after, you know, we do our tapings or our live shows in AEW, basically what I do is I go in the house, I try to sneak in, because Bug can hear everything. And so if he's barking, I'll go pick him up real fast and run upstairs to the Batcave so she doesn't see me. So I try to avoid her. I think I've seen her once today. And then I had to come in here to work. So today's been a great day. But I'll tell you, ask about her. And if you want, I can send her up to your house to cook Thanksgiving dinner. Because
it'd be great, because my I've been quarantined since the 5th, and my wife and son are quarantined until Tuesday. So we're kind of scrambling at the last moment to get stuff together for Thanksgiving. But
yeah,
we're going to manage. So I appreciate the offer, though. I think, you know, the best option now is to, you know, have her wait on you hand and foot. So,
yeah, well, that'll never happen. as a matter of fact, I said on the podcast today that and Paul Bromwell, you will appreciate this. On Friday, I went downstairs to get something to eat. And first of all, she ain't gonna cook. And it was kind of too late to order something out.
So I'm thinking, what in the world do we have to eat in this house? So I opened the pantry, and there were three cans of Spam in the pantry that were sent to me by Paul Bromwell many years ago. And they're still in there, Paul. So
wow, layered in dust.
Yeah, so I opened up a can of Spam. It was a true story. I opened up a can of Spam, got two pieces of Wonder Bread, cut off three pieces of Spam, put it onto some Wonder Bread, and put JR's mustard on it, and had a great sandwich, okay? As a matter of fact, that's probably what I'm going to eat again tonight. So anyway, that's my tip for delicacy. So it's a Spam sandwich on white Wonder Bread with JR's mustard. It's called the lowest special because that bitch ain't going to cook.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jay.
Good.
Appreciate
good
you. Stay safe, buddy. You and your Thank family you. Go. Okay, man.
Thank you.
Love it. All right. The lowest special because that ain't bitch ain't cooking. Mm-hmm. All right. Mark Nelson, your good buddy Mark Nelson's on and has a question for you. Mark, go ahead, man.
First off, Tony, that needs to be a shirt.
Yeah, bitch ain't going to cook.
No, lowest special. That bitch ain't going to cook.
No. Yeah, you're right, buddy.
Hey, I'm just glad that I was able to pop you with the live autograph signing on Friday. That was fun. And I just want to say thank you.
Mark, you're a top-tier guy on ours, and I appreciate you buying a shirt.
Yeah.
You know I'd have given you one. You and Rajiv and Brooke and
Yeah, we got to support you as much as possible.
Well, I don't, you know what? That means a lot. I appreciate that.
You know what? The price was right. The fun, it was fun, and I appreciate you doing it. Plus, yeah. I mean, where else am I going to get you? Where else is Mike Kolb going to get you to write that the Cubs are the best team in baseball? Yeah. Come on. You should have put you a lie.
Yeah. You a lie. Wait, are you the one that I signed the autograph for? We are desperately out of time.
Yep.
Yeah. So here's what I did. I wrote on it, we are desperately out of time, and I put it in the stack. And then I went back to, and I didn't know how to spell desperately. So I had to go online on Google and do find desperately. And I got it. And I spelled it right. And so I did another one. So,
well, just so you know, I posted it up on Discord. I posted it on Facebook and I sent it out to everybody just so we could all get out there and support you. So thank you for doing it. No and problem. I'll let other people ask questions, but
all right.
Thanks again, Tony. And I hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. You too, Mark. Thank you, man. It's always good talking to you.
All right. Let's go to TJ Stevens. TJ, what do you have for Tony tonight?
Tony, what's happening, good sir?
TJ, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And by the way, the Cubs are the best team in baseball. That's, yeah. I mean, that's known fact.
Right. And Lois is 90 pounds.
Yeah.
Right.
This has been well documented. So recently, Tony, I just added this little guy to my collection, the Georgia Championship Wrestling TV title.
Holy shit.
And signed by Ronnie Garvin. That's not the point. But I was asking you because you guys brought back the TNT title.
Yeah.
TNT title.
Yeah.
And I always thought the TV title concept was kind of missing from wrestling. But I was also under the misconception until like 3 years ago, the TV title meant every time it was on TV, it was defended, which is not the case.
Right.
So I guess kind of explain what the TV title actually means and its place in wrestling and why it is a useful tool, because I mean, this is how Booker T got over was the TV title.
Yeah. TJ, that's some good questions. Everybody, every Booker approaches the TV title differently. I mean, that's kind of the way, you know, Tully kind of got over too. He and Dusty had great battles for the TV title and Arn Anderson was a great TV champion. And, but the TV title was not only defended on TV, it was defended in arenas as well. So I always kind of saw that as a third championship. Now I'm talking about back in the old Crockett NWA days, the world champion, the US champion, then the TV champion. And then the Crocketts also had a Mid-Atlantic champion, so they had four. But in theory, it should be something that is defended only on television, one fall, 20-minute time limit, because TV matches are not usually that long. But I think it just all depends on what the booker thinks and how the booker feels they should do. If you've got a star who, when he comes on TV, always pops a good rating, and then you're going to put him on TV, even if he's the TV champion. I agree with you. It helped make Booker a star. And it's always been one of my favorite belts. It just, And, you know, it was the TV championship was designed back in the day when you didn't have main event matches on television. Mm. That's what we have now. We have main event matches on television. I was talking to Tully Blanchard the other day, and Tully said, remember back in the day when the television show was an infomercial to get you into the arenas? And I go, yeah, I do. And he said, but now it's a show in itself. And back in the day, the infomercial or the TV championship was you would watch a show and you would see nothing but job matches and promos to get you into the arena. But on occasion, the television championship would be defended on TV in a main event match that you didn't always get to see. The one I remember more than anyone was when Ric Flair was the Mid-Atlantic TV champion and wrestled a virtual unknown named Ricky Steamboat, and Steamboat beat him on TV and became the television champion. And that was Steamboat's first rise to stardom. So it's always been a good belt, and it's always been something that I don't think it should be defended on TV every week. I think you grow tired of that. I'd like to see more Darby Allin on TV. I think that'd be good for us.
I think we can all agree on that, Tony. And thanks for answering my question. And I'll see you next time, buddy.
Okay, you got it, TJ. Don't wipe your ass on that. Okay, thanks, buddy.
good stuff. All right, Antonio Santos. Go ahead, ask Tony your question.
What's up, Tony?
Antonio, you're not at work, are you, buddy?
No, I'm off tonight.
Man, you're always at work when you hook in with us. How you doing? Yeah,
I'm doing good. Just a quick question. What is your favorite Undertaker match, and why is it Undertaker and Goldberg?
My favorite Undertaker match is Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. Would it be from 25?
Yes.
Yes. In Houston, right?
Yeah.
WrestleMania, right. Yeah, that not only, I think I've said before, that has a potential to be the best match of all time. That's my favorite Undertaker match. But hey, there could be a new chapter written tonight.
Yeah.
Who's he facing tonight?
It's more of a, I guess he's saying farewell. It's more of a farewell thing.
Oh, he's just going to walk out. Just go walk out and say, thank you very much.
Most likely.
Yeah. The Boneyard match was pretty damn good too. It was well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very well done. So I got to give him props for that. I really kind of missed his career. I knew him when he was Mean Mark Callis, and then he went to them, and I stayed with us, and then we went out of business, and I had to put it out of wrestling. I kind of missed his career, but man, one of the top five, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, man. You have a good night.
All right. Work hard, everybody. Good talking to you. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Antonio Santos.
There we go. Next, we had a question. Well, not a question, but a statement. He couldn't stay on, but Colonel Brian Sutton, he couldn't stay on because today's his first year anniversary, and he's going to celebrate with his wife. Mm-hmm. But he just wanted to say thank you, Tony, as the voice of his childhood, and appreciates you spending the time on all these chats. So nice note there from Colonel Brian Sutton.
All right, Colonel.
Yeah. Right. There we go. Amir.
Hey, let's see if Colonel will be married this time next year.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to go there. Amir, you have a question for Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Amir, what is up, buddy?
Oh, you know, living the dream. My Broncos just won. Got to see that. So that's always good.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing something on a Sunday, because I always have to miss out because being on the West Coast, you guys started when I'm still at work. So this is my first one I've been able to join up with. So thank you.
Very cool.
I know you're a comic book nerd, so my question is, do you watch any of the CW DC Universe shows? And if so, which one's your favorite?
Well, you know what? I was watching Flash, and I watched like the first three seasons of it, I think. But then when he started jumping back and forth, you know, to try to save his mom, you remember that? And then he saved his mom, and then he changed the future. And then I kind of got lost back and forth. I went through where he finally beat Zoom.
Okay.
And then after that, I was kind of, that's really the only one I watched. I tell you what I did. I tell you what has been my favorite comic book TV show has been Daredevil when it was on Netflix. It was tremendous. And I really hope, I mean, that was some ass kicking fighting done on that. I really hope that, and I understand that the Marvel TV shows are going to end up on Disney Plus. I really hope they rekindle that and bring back another, because it was just great, man.
I think it'd be really cool to somehow get him in the Avengers too. I think that'd be pretty awesome. But
yeah,
right. I don't know how that's going to work, but that'd be awesome.
You know what? I'm kind of Avengered out.
All right.
But I kind of like Daredevil and obviously the Punisher. And I didn't like Iron Fist. Did you see Iron Fist?
I did not. I tried to watch one episode and I couldn't do it.
He was a whiny pussy.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I thought. Yeah.
So, I did watch it all. I guess the Defenders came out, right? They came out with that. I watched all of that. That was pretty good. And then I watched all of the Punisher. So all those were really good. I started watching Doom Patrol. That wasn't on the CW. That was on the DC Universe.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Yeah, I watched some of that. That kind of got a weird too.
You watch Swamp Thing at all?
Yes, I watched the whole season of Swamp Thing. Thought they did a great job with that. I'm really sorry that they, that they could not continue that. I guess it got canceled because of they didn't get the tax breaks they wanted in the state of North Carolina. But I thought it was pretty good, and had some pretty good stars on it, so I enjoyed that. I did watch that. And Teen Titans, or just Titans, I watched a lot of that too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I guess DC Universe is kaput. Everything.
Yeah, it's going to HBO Max, I guess.
Yeah, all on HBO Max right now. And what I've heard in the comic book world, and I had not heard this from anybody in AEW or anybody that I know in Warner Media, but that is that Warner Media doesn't really care that much for their comic book division. So I hope DC survives.
Really hope so too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking the time for us.
All right, Amir. Good talking to you, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right, Amir. Thank you. Tony, we have Allison Faye that has joined, and she wants to ask a question. This is a real treat here.
Hello, guys. All right, so I have a two-part question. So Tony, I'd like to know who your favorite baseball team is, and why is it the Yankees?
My favorite baseball team is the New York Yankees, Allison. Okay, and that is because a couple of things, if TJ is still on here, and I'm sure Mike Kolb is still on here somewhere, because I just got a text from that sissy who's a Cubs fan, is that because we have won so many world championships, and we did not blame a goat nor Steve Bartman about not being able to win championships. Okay,
so we need steroids. Just need steroids.
Okay, Mickey Mantle didn't use steroids.
Sammy Sosa.
What's that?
Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. Thank you, Mark.
We were a 60-win team when Sammy Sosa got caught.
Okay, all right. So there you go. So, Allison, that's the reason. I can say it now that I was a Yankees fan. And I was a Yankees fan even though I was drawing a paycheck from the Atlanta Braves at one time. So there you go.
So my real wrestling question now, as you can see behind me, this was how I started my wrestling fandom, Roddy Piper, Piper's Pit.
Right.
But Cyndi Lauper and Captain Lou.
Yeah.
They were, to me, hysterical, and I just thought they were great. Do you think Cyndi Lauper deserves a place in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Well, I would think that if there is a wing, so to speak, for entertainers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew Carey's in there. Pete Rose is in there. Cyndi Lauper should be in there, but if nothing else, she had Captain Lou and the guys on a lot of her music videos. They were on the Goonies music video. Girls Just Want to Have Fun had Captain Lou on it, right? So absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know I don't want to dismiss the WWE Hall of Fame, because I got a lot of friends who are in it and deserve to be in it, but it's
bullshit. It's a valid question, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you. Good seeing you.
Miss you.
Miss you too. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Allison. All right. Let's transition over to Michael. Michael Amend, you have a question for Tony.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Michael, what's up, bud?
Oh, just quarantined here in Norman, Oklahoma.
All right. How about that? You know, JR's pretty much staying in Jacksonville right now.
I know. I
haven't Boo, got, Michael, boo.
Got booed by somebody.
It's probably Mark Nelson because he can't shut up.
Probably
no,
not.
This time it wasn't me.
Okay.
What I wanted to ask you is I've been watching some early 90s WCW.
Yeah.
I watched Super Brawl 2, and they had Jesse the Body and JR commentating on that, and then they had you and Eric back farther back,
right?
Doing, I guess, more overviews and stuff like that.
Right, kind of hosting, co-hosting. Right.
How was the dynamic there? I mean, you had come back from WWF not that long before that, and then you're more in the background at that pay-per-view rather than being with JR. How was that for you?
Oh, that was fine. It was really fine every 2 weeks when I got a paycheck. I never was really concerned about my role. There's I don't know if you saw here on ad-free shows, the Jim Herd interview that they put here on ad-free shows.
I did.
Conrad asked me, he said, did you watch it? I said, yeah, I watched 30 minutes of it. And then I didn't want to hear that old lion fuck talk much anymore. I really wasn't pissed off about JR, this was Kip Fry era, but I really wasn't pissed off about JR doing the commentary and me, doing the commentary on Worldwide Wrestling. It wasn't a big deal to me. JR has always been the best. I didn't realize how good he was until after he went to the WWE, but it never bothered me. And to be honest with you, if you do hosting like Eric and I did, and you just kind of do, raps between matches or talk about this, the pressure's really off of you, man. The pressure's on the play-by-play guys, the commentary guys. So it made for an easier workday for me too. So it never did bother me. I didn't mind that at all. I did syndication back then. Jesse and I did syndication, and we had a pretty good time of it. Also, I can tell you this, if I'm correct, Jesse and I, this is during the Bill Watts era, Jesse and I did Worldwide Wrestling, and JR and maybe Paulie Dangerously, I'm not sure, did the Saturday night. JR worked with somebody else on Saturday night. And we would have meetings with Bill Watts every Monday morning, first thing, like 9 a.m. Everybody would get in there, me, JR, Dan Bynum, who was the director, Dusty, who was booking back then. And Bill Watts had this legal pad of notes that he took for the Saturday night show. And he would fucking crucify JR. He would give him so much shit about the comments that he would make. And I remember sitting in that chair and just listening, thinking, whew, I'm glad he's not watching Worldwide Wrestling, because he would give me shit about the stuff I was saying. So I really think back then I was really happy with my niche in life for many reasons, especially when Bill Watts was running the show. So I hope that answers what you think, which yeah.
I think it did. I thought production-wise it worked really well. You and Eric had good chemistry, and then you had Jesse the Body and JR, which it's a good combo as well. So anyway, you're the voice of my childhood. I love you being on AEW. I try to watch every week.
Thank you. I'm having a great time. I hope that comes across that way.
It does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good talking to you, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Let's transition over to Adam O'Neill. Adam, you have a question for Tony.
I do indeed. How are you, Pally B?
What is going on?
Tony, just a quick one for you. So I'm only after getting into AEW recently. My first time watching AEW was the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But I've watched Dynamite since. Like, I thought the last Dynamite was very good, in fairness. But just because I've only started watching it recently, if you could tell me, like, is there a storyline in which I could go back to, or a match I could go back to where I would enjoy? What would be your opinion on that?
Well, I think you should probably go back and watch Cody wrestle Ricky Starks. Watch Cody wrestle Eddie Kingston, because he had thrown out those. Watch Cody wrestle Warhorse. He had thrown out those challenges, and basically, what we did, we brought in guys from independence, from the independent circuit, so to speak, to come in and wrestle Cody. And you'll find out quickly why Eddie Kingston and Ricky Starks got full-time jobs. Those two got full-time jobs after their match. So you need to watch those and see. It's kind of cool to see the development of a guy who had been in independence and all of a sudden now gets a I mean, they had a title shot, but it was also like an audition to see if you could become a part of AEW, and they passed it. So I think you should watch that. It wouldn't hurt watching Cody get his ass beat by Brody King. That was pretty damn good. So I think all of those would be good.
So watch all Cody matches. So is what you're saying.
I just like I like the TNT storyline. Yeah, I like the TNT storyline about opening up to guys who are not a part of AEW. I thought that was cool because we didn't promote it. They just, you know, kind of showed up. And so I always thought that that was really cool. Have you seen what Dave Meltzer called the six-star match at Revolution with Omega and Hangman against the Young Bucks? Did you see that one?
I haven't. No, I must go back and watch
that. That's the overall best match we've done. That's the best tag team match I've ever called. So
look, if Meltzer's giving us 6 stars, it must be good. Do you know, we all know his rating, like so.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that.
All right, Adam. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the question.
All right, let's move over to Art G. Art, he wants to know if he can get a question in. Here you go, Art.
Hey, Mr. Schiavone.
Hey, Mr. Art, what's up, buddy?
Okay. Yeah, I can't complain. Just making dinner here.
All right, good. So you got, buddy.
So my question is, back in early 99, when JR was off TV for his Bell's palsy, he had a special announce table built at different times during Raw, and Dr. Death was there protecting him, blocking the rest of the commentary table.
Okay.
Who would you pick if you had anyone you've worked with? Block the commentary table and just be your bodyguard.
It would be Ming or King Haku, if you will, or even Rick Steiner would be pretty good. You know, it's funny you would ask that too, because Art, I often had envisioned, and I talked about this at one time, you know, at one time, and thank God I never got the job because I would have done a terrible job. But when Bill Watts left, there three people were considered to run WCW. It was me, Bischoff, and Keith Mitchell. And I begrudgingly applied for the job because I thought if I don't, it will look bad on me. But I remember talking to some people. I said, if I get this goddamn job, I'm going to have Ming in a suit and a tie follow me everywhere. So, I mean, really, because he was like, Ming is, I don't know if you heard the old story, but, and I was in a bar that night. I'm not so sure where we were, but as the old legend, I didn't see it happen, but I was told that there was a guy at the bar who was drunk and was running his mouth about how fake wrestling was. And as the guy's just yapping at the bar, Ming just reaches up in his mouth and breaks off his bottom teeth as he's talking. I heard the commotion and I knew somebody got hurt, but that's what I was told happened. So that's, and of course Ming was pretty drunk and he was one of the greatest guys in the world, but if you got him drunk, you didn't want to fuck with him. So I would probably from my announce table, given Ming a fifth of liquor or a fifth of tequila and have him sit beside me. And then I would challenge anybody. I would have challenged Vince. What I would probably done, I would have cussed Vince McMahon on the air and say, come on out here and do something about it, fucker, and see what he'd do, because he wouldn't do anything. So Ming would be the man.
That's awesome. Thank you, Tony.
All right.
By the way, go White Sox.
Well, anybody's better than the Cubs. You got it, man.
Amen.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Travis, you're up. It's your turn. I know you've been waiting for a little bit. Travis, are you still on? If so, just make sure you take yourself
off. I am.
Perfect.
I'm not used to using this phone. I'm usually on my computer. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Travis. What's going on, buddy?
Doing good. I'm free. I've been freed from my gimmick, and I have to sue Gerald Briscoe for gimmick infringement because now he's wearing the neck brace. So we're going to have a blow off in a cage, and I'd like for you to call it. you can get that cleared with TK?
No, probably not.
No, I was going to ask you about your comrades on ad-free shows. I listened to Michael Dawkins' show today. Have you listened to that yet?
No, I had to take a shit.
Does that mean you hate Michael Dawkins?
No, I get Michael Dawkins. Michael Dawkins has a show on ad-free. Has a show on ad-free shows.
You're going to need 6 or 7 monsters because he's not the most entertaining guy, but he is a smart dude.
Yeah, I know he is. He's helped me out a great deal.
It's a great show so far. And I also would like to get, I don't know if she's here or not, but we need to get Lauren signed up to do Manser's show.
Yeah.
If she could play like a ringer or something.
Yeah, right.
I think that'd be highly entertaining. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool too.
You're looking off to the side. You don't give
up. Hang on. I think I'm getting called to work here. Hang on a second, guys.
No, you know.
A run in. Cody.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Cody.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, everybody. Cody.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, Cody?
Hey, Cody.
Hi, boss.
Hi.
Look at all these guys doing run-ins on me, Cody.
Cody.
Cody Rhodes.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah, everybody getting excited now.
I was wondering why you were mentioning all these matches.
I like that, dude.
Cody, great to see you.
I'm cutting in on my time with you and Cody. What's up with that?
This is what Shivani was doing in here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you guys? He's talking to me, and all these jabronis are just listening in.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, man.
No, I didn't. I thought you.
Thanks, Cody.
No, I'm not done.
We love you, Cody.
I didn't do this.
I was wondering why you asked him. You were telling me about all his matches. It's because he was in the room.
No, I'm not true. No, he's on the other seat. The door closed right now. God damn, I'm not that big a suck up.
I guess we don't have to ask where you are. I was wondering if you're at a pizza parlor or something.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right. So we've had Rebel run in. We've had Cody run in. This has been one hell of a Q&A with Tony Schiavone. Correction,
Pauly. I had Cody run in.
There you go. That's right. What was I thinking? Travis, thank you for doing that for us.
All right, Travis. Good job there, buddy.
All right, Brandy.
Thanks, Tony. It's good to see you, buddy.
Brandy, what do you have for Tony?
Hey, Tony. Well, this is kind of a personal question, but since you're my dad, I figured it's okay.
Sure.
I'm newly single. I had to kick the other guy to the curb.
There you go. Put roller skates on his ass. There you go. Yeah.
So I was wondering if you could give me like some help. Can you hook a girl up?
Well, Brandy, let me ask you, how's the men's situation in Alaska?
It's not good. I'm outnumbered like 2 to 1, and I'm related to half of them.
Okay. That's not good.
No.
My thing, you know, there's a lot of, I was getting ready to tell you there's a lot of good looking guys on here, but then maybe there's not. There's some ugly fuckers on here. Were you at Full Gear?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that's right. I did see you at Full Gear. Mm-hmm. Did you make any friends there?
Yeah, I came there with friends. James Elcorai was there, Mark Nelson, Carl Mandick, Frank Bruno, who's not on here, was there. No. Phil Jackson was there. Yeah, there was a whole crew of us.
Yeah, Phil's was a great coach of the Knicks and the Bulls. I would say that, you know, get to talk to someone that you go to wrestling with. Mm-hmm. Anybody but James Elcorai or Corey, because he's kind of.
I have a golden heart, Tony. Why do you do this to me? I mean, you have your what's that dude, Des Moines or whatever the hell? I'm not, you know, like, good God, are you clumping me in with that? I'm a heart of gold, Tony. I have a heart of gold.
Your guest has arrived.
Okay.
You want me to hop in for a little bit?
Okay.
I'll hop in.
Okay.
What are you talking about on this
thing? I'm just answering questions.
All right, I'll answer a few.
Well,
Cody can give me dating advice. That's fine.
Brandy wants dating advice. Yeah. Cody's going to give you some advice. I've got to go do some work.
They're out there.
Okay. I need advice.
They're out there.
Shush, all of you. It's my turn.
Okay.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
So how, what's going on in your love life? What's the situation?
I had to kick my boyfriend of 6 years to the curb because he wasn't ready to get married.
Oh, he wasn't ready to get married?
Nope.
Did you kick him to the curb with the thought that this will get him back to reality? Or are you done? Is this a leverage move or are you done?
Oh, we're done because I said, you know, this has to change or this is over. And he didn't want to change. So, bye.
That's there. I understand that. You, big thing. I'm not really good with love advice, but whenever I've had to give it to any of the students at the Nightmare Factory, the thing I tell them, the number one thing, especially pursuing a job in entertainment, is not to waste each other's time. You might be friends, you might like each other, but if you don't love each other, then it may be a waste of time. And you're young, and he's a young guy, or you know, don't waste time. Find the right thing for you out there.
Awesome. Thank you. I was at Full Gear. I came down from Alaska for the show.
Where are you from in Alaska?
I'm from Kodiak. It's on an island in the Gulf of Alaska.
My gosh. I did two shows in Alaska. And it was a great experience. And it was I'm trying to think. They were really the main markets. Kodiak, where's Kodiak?
It's on an island in the Gulf of Alaska. I'm 250 air miles south of Anchorage.
Yeah.
It would be one of them. And the other one that WWE used to hit was Fairbanks.
Yeah. Okay. I did Fairbanks. Do you know the video game Metal Gear Solid?
Yes, I do.
So where would Shadow Moses be? It's in the like archipelago. I don't know. It's somewhere.
Yeah. I'll have to look. I'll get it to you on Twitter.
Awesome. All righty. What do you guys do on this? I literally had no idea what he was doing. We were waiting for him and sometimes he's on like business calls or the podcast. So I didn't know what he was doing. What is this?
We're doing a Q&A with Conrad Thompson.
Where's Conrad?
Hey, this is for the ad-free shows, Cody, and we invited Tony to meet with some of our top guys and allow them to ask questions and pick Tony's brain. And so that's what we're doing right now. And obviously you sat down. So if you're game, we have a few guys that are ready to ask you some questions.
Yeah, ask me a question. I love questions.
All right, let's go to Rajiv. Rajiv, I saw you up first. Go ahead. You're on with Cody.
Hey, Cody, how you doing?
Couldn't be better. For some reason, because it's gotten dark earlier and I haven't slept in the last few days well, I am really tired. They just gave me coffee. So I think I'm gearing myself.
The time change is no joke. I'm all about the like the first 2 weeks after the time change, I'm the same way. I'm just exhausted for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, so. I've been sleeping good. I've been winding down and relaxing. I don't know what the hell happened. What is your question, my friend?
Well, before my question, I just want to say I met you out here in Sacramento once you and Brandy were coming out of the gym and I was going into the gym. And it was obvious that you guys were in a rush, but you and Brandy both were so nice and so kind to me with the couple minutes that you spent with me. So thank you for that.
When you said that, I like cringed because I was like, uh-oh, the gym, you know, like the airport, the gym, the hotel. I feel like 9 out of 10 interactions with me and her are always positive, but you never know. You never know. Yeah, I'm glad. Was it the Sacramento Golds?
No, it was Cal Family Fitness.
All right. I love
it. I felt weird coming up to you guys because it was obvious you guys were in a rush, but I didn't want to take a photo or anything. So I thought maybe if I say hello, and you guys were most gracious with your time. So thank you again.
I mean, unless like an act of God or something crazy happens, the fan interaction is the backbone of what we do. So I never understood why people have bad fan interactions. Maybe I have had one, but yeah, I'm glad it was good.
Thank you. So my question is, so the TNT title, it seems like it's your guys' version of the television title. And TJ Stevens earlier had a great question for Tony about what does a TV title mean to a company. So what would you say, as being one of the EVPs, what does the TNT title mean to AEW and to you as well?
So, you know, it does have these parallels with the television championship, like the 20-minute TV time limit. But really, I think it that was just something that fans perhaps latched onto because we, when it's unknown, hey, love, they're rushing me, so I'm going to answer this question. Okay. But when it's something that's unknown, people find something parallel that they want to hook it up to and reference. The reality of the TNT title is actually, I can't wait till the book on AEW or, you know, the behind the scenes all comes out there. That was a recommendation, basically a commission by the actual acting heads of the TNT network. They wanted a title that represented them. They wanted their logo on the title. And they had people in mind that they thought would be great with it. So there are these parallels with the TV title, but instead, this was like new territory. Your actual partner network wants to make a championship. Well, damn, we'll make it special. And for me, it was, you know, again, it's also, you know, another parallel is a secondary title, a mid-card title, which most people know I don't like that term, but I do understand what it means. Right out of the gate, we were trying to establish like this is, it has no identity. You know, these are things that maybe it's similar to. Maybe it's similar to a TV title. Maybe it's similar to an intercontinental title. But the truth is, we don't know what it is. So I made great efforts and did everything I could in terms of my time with it to make it a title that isn't a secondary title. It's a revered and loved, and hopefully the boys, you know, the boys and the girls in the back, we're the biggest marks of all. So if it's something that pops us, and if it's something that we want, you know, guys like, gosh, that's such a pretty belt, such simple stuff like that, then you know you're hitting the right audience. But to have it's been wonderful. I didn't like the Bucks made fun of it on BTE, but then, I mean, that's what BTE is. We make, you know, I get it. But it means a lot to the company. It means a lot to Tony Khan because, I mean, he's that owner and founder of this company, and the friggin' network wants their own title. That's pretty cool. And they let you, they just wanted it out on the field, but they let us choose how we played with it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Tony's coming back in. Tony's coming back in. If I can catch up with you guys again, I will. Tony's kicking me out.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
What do they need?
No, they need you, and I'll be right behind you.
Hey, Tony, are we good? Do you need to wrap up now?
Yeah, we're desperately out of time. So okay. I hope.
How do you spell that?
F-U-C-K hyphen U. Anyway, I hope Cody on here was a nice treat for everybody, and we appreciate everybody being on ad-free shows. But I
thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Remember, Tony. Tell all your friends on social media what happened tonight. All right, only here ad-free shows. Thank you, Tony Schiavone. Everyone have a great
Tony. Evening.